Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I'm the founder of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole: Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any of them either. My hope is that you will find my words helpful in some way, whether you are in recovery or not. This is episode 103. How to go from black and white thinking to seeing the gray. Before I get into this episode, I want you to know that when I just got ready to record this, I was like, oh my God, I fucking love doing this podcast. It is so awesome to be able to share with people what I've learned. I was talking with a potential client the other day, and when we got on the Zoom call, she said, I feel like I know you. And I'm like, you probably do, because this is what I'm really like. And then I showed her my blue fingernails and I was like, right now I have blue fingernails. Maybe you didn't know that. And she was like, oh my God, that's my favorite color. So I just want you to know, I absolutely fucking love doing this podcast. And I'm so glad you're listening. And I'm so glad that it's helpful to people. I love hearing that it's helpful. And if you have never messaged me to let me know that there's a particular podcast that was helpful or something like that, I would really love to hear from you. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram at Higher Power Coaching. You can also email me, barb@higherpowercc.com. I'd love to hear from you. So anyway, black and white thinking. Black and white thinking is a really common pattern for people who have unhealthy boundaries, chaos, dysfunction, addiction, compulsion, and/or obsession in their lives. Excuse me. Some people call this all or nothing thinking. That is, there's no gray area. I can see now that I thought that way for a very long time. And sometimes I still catch myself thinking as if things can only be complete disaster or utter perfection. And sometimes others have to remind me, you know, Barb, there are other options. This is a tough pattern to overcome, but it is possible. And I'm going to talk about how, but first, let's talk about the opposite of black and white thinking, or being in the gray area. I'll call this nuance. The definition of nuance is a subtle difference in shade of meaning, expression, or sound. When you can detect nuance, it means being able to detect teeny tiny little differences between things, as opposed to only being able to detect bold and stark differences, like the differences between the colors black and white. That's why it's called black and white thinking. The reason so many of us focus on bold and stark differences, like those between black and white, is that we're in fight or flight mode much of the time. When we're really activated by our internal drugstore, we become reactive because we're going by our internal programming, or what I like to call our lizard brain. When this happens, we're not able to think clearly because our body shuts off access to the frontal lobe, or the thinking part of the brain. This is because we're meant to act, not think, when we're in fight or flight mode. In order to be able to detect nuance, you have to be able to think clearly. You have to be able to focus. If you've spent much of your life in chaos, that means your life has been spent for much of the time in fight or flight mode. So your habitual patterns of thinking are black and white. And remember, the brain works on neuro pathways. It's like a groove that gets worn deeper and deeper and deeper the more you use it. You can create new ones and you can pave over the old ones. It is possible, but if you have to do it purposefully. So if you are someone who has engaged mostly in black and white thinking, it doesn't mean you can't ever detect nuance, but your go-to, your well-worn groove is this distorted mode of thinking in stark black and white terms. I've already alluded to one of the solutions to this mode of thinking, which is to get other people's perspectives. It's only through talking with others who've said, you know, Barb, there are other options, that I've been able to see my black and white thinking. If you need help with reaching out to others so you can get other perspective, try listening to episode 9. It's about my number 2 tool of recovery, reaching out to others. You can also train yourself to see nuance in other ways. You will have to slow down, kind of like when you play a video in slow motion. You can see things you missed at regular speed. You'll also have to pay close attention to your life, which means you can't be dissociated. You need to be present. And you can't do those things when you're activated. This is why black and white thinking is so problematic and so common for people in the recovery community and with people who don't have healthy boundaries. In addition to not being able to detect nuance when you're activated, we're also not able to describe nuance when talking about our experiences, because the way we experienced them was if they were in those stark black and white terms. For example, things were either good or bad, or that person was really nice, or they were an asshole. Instead of seeing situations as having both good and bad qualities, or people as having both good and bad qualities, you have to be able to go away from the black and white thinking so that you can stop seeing people as only good or bad or great or assholes. So if you want to move away from that kind of thinking and be able to detect and articulate nuanced experiences, you have to slow down and be present. You have to get grounded so you can think clearly. In terms of slowing down, you've probably heard by now that my number 1 tool of recovery is pausing. That's episode number 8 if you need help with that. If we don't slow down and catch our breath, we can't come out of this mode of activation, a fight or flight mode. When we catch our breath, we're telling our bodies, I'm safe, which is what allows us to come out of fight or flight mode so we can get clarity of mind. If we don't pause, we're not going to get there. I also created a bonus episode a while back called What to Do When You're Triggered. It's between episodes 93 and 94 if you're looking for. Okay, to recap, many of us have this distorted thinking pattern of black and white thinking, which means thinking in only stark terms that have a lot of contrast between them. Good, bad, helpful, asshole. And life is much more in the gray. Life is much more nuanced. In order to get to nuanced thinking, you have to slow down. You have to come out of fight or flight mode and allow your brain to access your frontal lobe, which is where your higher order thinking happens. Remember, friends, it's never too late to recover. No one is beyond hope, and healing is possible. There's no such thing as a lost cause. Talk to you next week. That's it for today. Please share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. If you like what you've heard here, you might be interested in private coaching with me. If that sounds like you, then head on over to barbchat.net, or you can get on my calendar for a free 20-minute consultation to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change, but I'll coach anyone who wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So if that's you, then go to barbchat.net and get on my calendar. I'd love to chat with you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. This helps other people find me. Thanks for listening.